My name's Sam, and this is Pilgrim Pit Stop, a podcast about following Jesus through life's highs and lows. Most of the episodes are conversations about following this incredible, demanding, forgiving man. Some are adventures I've had following him, and others are reflections on the Bible, faith, and spirituality. Why not subscribe and join me on the journey? Here's a little clip of what's coming up in today's episode. All right, let's go. Find that there's something so exciting about crossing a border into a new country. So this is Spain.
Yeah, don't steal my horse. That probably really looks the world.
And what? We're now in France. Weird. Something about the expectation, the slight sense of tension. I am at Geneva train station, and I am just passing through the French border. I'm now officially in France. This idea that we're crossing into a new culture, into a new way of being. I'm currently in the middle of the English Channel on a ferry crossing the border from France to the UK. Hard to say exactly where that border is, but I'm kind of halfway between the two countries at the moment, so I presume it's around here. I don't know. I've always loved that experience of entering into a new country and being surprised by how it might be different to what I thought it would be. I'm driving north through France at the moment. I've just parked up and I think I've just left Basque country. Most of the journey so far, the signs have been bilingual in Basque and in French. And then just in the last 5 minutes, I've noticed that the signs have changed to just French. So I think I've literally just crossed the border out of Basque country. And over the last year, I've had the opportunity to cross a fair few borders and to do a bit of travelling, which has been such a joy. It is Thursday the 31st of March 2022, and I am walking alongside the River Rhône in France. I'm just outside Lyon, and I am on the final day of a four-day pilgrimage from Hautecombe Abbey to Lyon. And I just wanted to use this opportunity to kind of close out this season of Pilgrim Pit Stop by talking a bit about adventure and what that means for me, and why it's, I think, been a big part of my life and how I see it relating to my future as well. So I think adventure's always been there in my story. I remember when I was young, I can't remember what age, but you know, primary school, one of the plays that we did was Around the World in 80 Days. And I remember I played Phileas Fogg. And I think something about that character, something about that spirit of adventure has sort of stayed with me. And I remember growing up that my parents always said, you know, we're not going to spend lots of money on material things. So as kids, my brother and I never really had loads of, games consoles and things that maybe other kids might have. But we did, I remember, go on some amazing holidays. And that's really something that I think Mum and Dad have instilled in me, is this idea that actually that is a really valuable use of money. And I'm so thankful to them for taking us on some really amazing holidays to different places. And really my kind of family history is laced with adventure. My mum's mum was Norwegian, and so she travelled and ended up in England. And my dad's dad was English, but he ended up living in the Pacific Islands and then later in Australia. And really, I think there's this nomadic adventurous spirit in my family history, and I've certainly taken hold of that. And I've loved going on holiday. I've loved exploring different countries as a child and as a teenager, and as I've grown up, that's become something that I just really value. I really value meeting people from different cultures and different backgrounds. And I've had the privilege, actually, of meeting a lot of different people from different nationalities, in my life, through my work and through church things as well. I've really had the privilege of meeting a huge amount of people from different nationalities, and I've loved it. And I find it's such a richness, really, to have those encounters, to have those relationships. So here I am. I am, I'm now 26, and this spirit of adventure hasn't gone anywhere. And if anything, it's really kind of grown over time. And so this last year for me has been a chance to kind of live out some of those dreams. You know, almost exactly a year ago, on the 1st of April 2021, I set off on my motorbike, and I drove to Devon, where I ended up living for a month and a half, and I was volunteering on an organic chicken farm with an amazing small community. And that's kind of where the last episode of season one ended, was me on that farm, and you know, getting ready to travel into Europe. And then after that, I traveled on the bike into Spain, volunteered with a family in Basque country Spain, and then afterwards traveled across the border into French Basque country, and spent some time volunteering at a chambre d'hôte, a kind of accommodation for pilgrims and for retreatants. And then after that, I traveled north into France, into kind of the middle portion of France, Poitiers, and lived as a Benedictine monk for 40 days, which is one of the episodes of this season. And that was such a rich experience. And I think, looking back now, I can see that experience has really shaped me in many ways. And then I traveled back to the UK. I had a horrible accident, which wrote off the the motorbike, but you know, somehow I came out of that unscathed. So that was a big experience. And then I came across this community, this French community, and it's a Catholic community with an ecumenical vocation, so you know, involving people from all denominations, and that's kind of where I've been, you know, based for the last 6 months. Has been really just living with them and traveling a bit between England and France and serving with them in mission and all sorts of different things. So that's kind of where I find myself. And bonjour. Yeah, it's been an incredible joy. But I think my reflection is, well, there's lots to reflect on. Maybe I went into this year with a sense that I sort of had to carve out my own adventure, and I was really, yeah, before I set off to travel, I was really influenced by things like Long Way Round, the Ewan McGregor, Charlie Borman series, where they travel around the world on motorbikes, and then Long Way Up as well, the sequel. Long Way Down and Long Way Up, the sequels. These long adventures that they went on with motorbikes, and something about that really, yeah, that really chimed with me. I love those programs, and but I think maybe I went into this year with a sense that I sort of had to capture some of that, that I had to sort of find my own adventure. But I think the work that God's been doing in my heart over the last 6 months has been that actually he is inviting me into his adventure. Taking a bit of a pause, quick pit stop, quick pilgrim pit stop, you could say. I wanted to find something that I wrote in my journal on the 27th of November 2021. This was at the end of a 1 week Ignatian retreat that I went on. It was organised by the community that I'm living with at the moment. And for those that don't know what an Ignatian retreat looks like, it's in silence. And the one that I went on involved these kind of daily times of accompaniment with a Catholic priest who was able to sort of, well, I was able to sort of talk through some of the stuff that I was going through. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful week of reconciliation, a beautiful week of really leaning into God's love, and just an amazing, amazing time in this remote part of France. Really, really special. But I wanted to read something that I wrote at the end of this retreat, because it was, I think, a really useful time for me to take stock on kind of where I was at. And anyway, this is what I wrote. What a beautiful, soul-shattering, awesome week. God, thank you for speaking. Thank you for convicting me of sin and leading me to reconciliation. Thank you for showing me how disordered my heart was. Thank you for your grace to put you back into your rightful place in my life. You care about the details and the weirdness of my life. I truly believe that. But none of these things come close to you. You come before my decisions. You come before my projects. You are at the center of all. I've been looking for adventure and hoping that you'll join me on the ride. What if you are inviting me, with all my weakness and sin, into your adventure? Now that's a life worth living. That's a life of purpose and calling. That's a life. I've come from a beautiful gathering of young Christians at Hautecombe Abbey on the French-Swiss border. And on one of the days we had a time of worship, and it was just so beautiful. The Holy Spirit was really present, you know. And we went into a time of spontaneous worship where we were just singing, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way. And I think more and more, this is my prayer. This is my prayer for my life, for the lives of others, for the world, you know. Just have your way. You know, I think as I get older, I realize that I know less and less. Really, I know less and less. I think I have at times in my life been very sure of myself, and it's translated into my faith. And at times I've teetered on the edge of, you know, fundamentalism, to be honest. I heard a sermon where someone said, I used to be a bit of a fundamentalist as well, but you know, I put the fun back into fundamentalist, and I think I can relate to that. I think as I get older, I just more and more realise I know so little, and as I journey with God, I am so aware that I know so little of Him. He constantly surprises me. He is a God full of surprises, full of mercy, full of faithfulness. And I'm just blown away. I'm blown away by that. And I'm in for the ride. I'm in for this incredible pilgrimage of following Him with all my heart. And I know that I will get things wrong. I know that I won't really understand fully this side of heaven. But I do believe that is the greatest adventure. That is the greatest adventure. And that's, I think, how I want to end this season, because, you know, it seems like a pretty good place to end it. So thank you for listening. And I'll be back at some point. This is the end of season two. Season three will come. I can't say exactly when that will be. But in the meantime, I just want to leave you with this moment of spontaneous worship. Yeah, I want to leave it with that, because that seems like an apt place to end things. Many thanks to Johnny Davies for creating the theme tune. Thanks as well to Tattooed Preacher and Thomas Thorogood for the additional music. Please consider rating and reviewing this podcast. And if you want to support it further, there are two fun ways to do that. Just check the description for the links. I really appreciate you listening. God bless you, and I'll see you down the road.